what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We're going to talk local sports to get this Wednesday show off and rolling. Now, coming up tomorrow, it is Fan Appreciation Night at the BDAC. It's a big deal. This comes around once a year, gives you an opportunity to get out and watch USU Eastern basketball free of charge, both the men and the women games. A lot of giveaways, free food. I mean, it's just a great night all the way around. And tomorrow, the USU Eastern Lady Eagles will take on Salt Lake Community College. Tip-off for that game is set for 5:30 p.m., and that's what we're going to talk about right now. Joining us in the studio, we have USU Eastern Assistant Women's Coach Morgan Warburton-Nelson. And Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you in. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Definitely. It is a fun and exciting week. I know it's Fan Appreciation Night coming up Thursday at home against Salt Lake, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But Coach, more importantly, this team ended a little losing skid this past Saturday with a big victory over Colorado. Obviously, great to get back into the win column. But as we've talked about, you can't take anything for granted. You go to Rangeley, you were dealt with some different environmental aspects, and you guys handled that with flying colors. I mean, you guys had no issues with Colorado, so all in all, it's a big victory.
Yeah, I mean, and more so just our confidence is back. We're playing more as a team. You know, we had a little bit of a breakdown there against Salt Lake and snow this past round. Not necessarily being selfish, but not really thinking team-oriented, running our plays the way we need to run them, hitting the open person. So we really got back to that the last couple weeks in practice as far as, you know, we're making the next pass. We have that mentality. Obviously, we're going to finish if we're open, but you know, we're always thinking of our team, and I think it really helped get a flow going and help us get a good win in Colorado.
I know that the game can kind of dictate this, and I don't know how much emphasis you put on it, but the parity offensively in this game stood out to me. I mean, you guys had five or six girls, I believe, reach double figures that played quality minutes, playing 20, 22 minutes a game. I mean, is that something that you guys work for, or is it more, okay, if it comes in the flow of the game, great. I mean, how do you approach that as a coach?
You know, that's if you look at all our box scores. You know, some there's four to five in double figures.
Typically, yeah.
So, you know, we have to play together. You know, we're going to get shots with how me and Chelsea coach, with how we run our offense. You'll get your shots. You just got to be patient. And when we play as a team, when we make that next pass, everyone's usually, you know, the four to five are in double figures, playing well, getting the right shots, having shooting higher percentages because they're the shots we work on in practice. So when you don't see that, it's more of a, not a selfish, I don't want to say that because our kids are really good kids, but they're trying to do it on their own a little too much because of the pressure, the situation of the game, and we just have to rely on each other. And when we do that, that's when everyone scores.
You guys also shot 50% from the field. Not going to lose too many games when you shoot 50%.
No, you know, it's, you know, and as a coach, it's great. You know, if everything's going in, life's easy. But you know, we've really worked on who are we when things aren't going our way. Like, are we going to fold? Are we? What are we? And I know these girls are tough. We've seen it. We've won some really big games this year. And we're looking forward to the challenge this week with two really good teams in our conference. Another try to get a win here and there, and I think we're ready for it.
Coach, kind of comparing the Colorado game to the snow game, if I remember correctly, you guys gave up 10 or 11 offensive rebounds in the snow college game. That's a big deal in a game that's an eight-point contest. Against Colorado, it was two or three. I mean, you guys really limited the number. Is that something you guys put an emphasis on after watching the video to snow?
Yes, and I mean, that's been our MO the whole year. Like, if you out-rebound every team, you're most likely going to win that game. When we gave up those offensive rebounds, like you said, in snow, that was a big deal. You know, we focused on that all week. You don't give a team second chance points, especially in this league. And when you cut those in half, you see yourself in the winning side. So we've really focused on rebounding this past couple of weeks too, because I think that's why you win.
And we will talk about Salt Lake, I know, in just a bit. But again, I believe that plagued you guys in that game as well. Salt Lake had a lot of second or third chance opportunities.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're not willing to battle and get the board every time, and it's everyone's job. It's not just, you know, the five player's job to block out the post player. It's everyone's job to block out every person. Like, as a team, we are rebounding. Whoever it is, doesn't matter how it gets done, we have to have the ball on that and secure the ball. So, yeah, that's the biggest focus. You out-rebound these teams, you have a good chance of winning. If you don't, it's going to be a really hard game.
Already through the first go-around of conference play, already beginning the second go-around with Colorado. Any surprises as you take a look at the standings? I mean, a lot of everyone has at least two losses in the conference. Is that surprising to you?
Not really. You know, I think we're pretty evenly matched. You know, I don't ever want to overlook Colorado, but the, you know, snow, CSI, Salt Lake, and us, I feel like at any given night, anyone can win. And that's fun for us in a way, because we truly believe that our team has the capabilities of beating anyone in this league this year. If we all show up and if we're all focused and ready and, like you said, do the little things, which is rebounding. Being able to get the job done at home and away is a big deal. Hopefully we can get a big win this Thursday at home. But yeah, I'm not surprised by the scores and some of the outcomes this year.
Is it? Have you noticed a difference between home and away with this team? Playing at the BDAC compared to playing on the road, have you noticed a big difference?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is we actually play a little better on the road. You know, with our record, we lost, you know, a couple games at home that we shouldn't have lost. But for some reason, our kids are always ready to go on the road, too, minus the Salt Lake game. You know, we just one game out of the season. But other than that, you know, neutral court away, I feel like our girls are ready to play. And not that we're not at home, but, you know, we have really focused on that, too. Like, we got to win the home games.
I guess you can contribute that to the brutal road schedule you guys had in conference. You had a lot of experience in playing on the road.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it was good for us. You know, we had some tough games. We lost a couple tough games that I think benefited us, and they're going to benefit us later in this season. You know, they learned some big lessons there. Free throws are crucial. We've gotten better. We still have room for improvement there. But, you know, if you don't make your free throws, again, it's going to be really hard to win in this conference.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Morgan Warburton-Nelson of the USU Eastern Eagles as we talk about now Fan Appreciation Night coming up Thursday. Coach, it's always a different environment at the BDAC because people get in for free. They get really excited about it. There's a lot of giveaways. It's a fun environment. And definitely, in my mind, it's the one time that we have a true home court advantage because the stands always seem to be packed.
Yes, and really it helps for all those listening. We need everybody that is available and wants to come and don't just come to the men's game. I mean, I know it's fun and exciting, and so is our women's game. And Salt Lake's one of the best teams in the country right now. And we're hoping that, you know, with the fans on our side this time, that we can get the job done. And I really believe this team has the capability. 1 through 5, I feel like we have weapons. You have to guard all of us, and I think that's exciting. But to have, you know, fans behind us, it makes a big difference, and we hope a lot of people show up.
As you prepare for Salt Lake, going back to the first matchup, what stands out to you about this team?
Just, you know, obviously their center is
very good.
Very good. Their point guard's really good. But they're very solid and sound. They're disciplined in everything they do. So if you take something away, they're going to counter it with something else. So we got to focus on what they like to do most. I'm not saying all the focus is going to be in the paint, but a lot of it is going to be. And we're going to force other people to try to score. But at the same time, we're focusing on us more than ever. I'm very defensive sound, defensive scout, and we've kind of taken a back seat to that. Not that we're not focused on what Salt Lake does, but we're worried about what we do. How are they going to stop us this week? So I hope that mentality and that confidence going into it is going to really show.
And defensively, if we go back to the first matchup with Salt Lake, there were two quarters where you guys gave up 20-plus.
Yeah.
Difficult to win games when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, we got to show up for 40. And however, we have to break it down. I told the girls, whether you're playing 4 10-minute games or what, 2 20-minute halves, whatever it is, like, you got to win those. You can't just win one and hope that, you know, you end up winning the game, giving up all those points. But, you know, in our losses, that's what it's shown. It's one or two quarters where we just, you know, we weren't there, we weren't awake. You outscore them every other quarter, you can't do it. Just 3 out of the 4. It's got to be 4 out of the 4.
Yeah, it's pretty impossible to lose if you win each 4 10-minute increments, right? I mean, yep. You can't lose a game that way.
And that's our mentality. Like, we're focusing more on offense and what we're good at. We're not going to let people take us out of what we're doing. You know, and if we allow that, that's when we get down, and hopefully this next round we've understood that and work on that part.
I'm always interested to hear a coach's perspective about how a team responds to a loss. You guys had a lot of success in the non-conference portion of the schedule, had a lot of success in the early going as far as conference play, got a big win over CSI, and then suffered back-to-back losses. How do the girls approach that?
Well, I mean, we don't beat around the bush. I mean, we watch, you know, our mentality versus CSI. We were a different team compared to the team we were against Salt Lake and Snow. You know, we were ready to play. We were focused. We took that game, took control of that game in the beginning. Let them know we were there. They had to play us that day. So, you know, we watch those games and, you know, we pretty much say, hey, you didn't, like, look at us, look at our demeanor. Are we ready to play? Like, are we ready to play the number 15 team in the country, or are we scared? I don't think our girls were scared. I think we were overly excited, overly ready, where it took us almost out of it. And we were tired because of that. So hopefully we shifted our focus more on us. We're not so much worrying about what everyone else does. It's how are they going to defend us? how are they going to stop us? So I'm hoping that mentality has changed, and that's what we did before we went into Colorado.
Coach, before I let you go, again, we got to talk about Fan Appreciation Night, because, again, it's a free event. You guys give out free food, free prizes. I mean, it's a whole night. And as you mentioned, it doesn't just start with a guys game. You guys get rolling at 5:30, so make sure you get there early so you can get a parking spot, no less. I mean, it's, you don't want to park in the boondocks. And at the same time, get a great seat, because typically that BDAC is pretty close to being full on Fan Appreciation Night.
Yeah, and it's exciting as a coach, too. I mean, I love it. I think our girls and our men, you know, benefit from having a crowd that big. You know, there's something to be said about that. You know, when you go on the road and you go play at CSI and the whole stadium's full, like, it's tough to play against that squad. Other kids, you know, maybe fold in that situation, and then some rise to it. And I think our girls will rise to that. So I'm hoping as many people as can show up to that women's game first and stay the whole night and see both our teams get victories.
Yeah, and if memory serves me right, we've had a lot of success on Fan Appreciation.
Yes, yes. You know, our women's team has struggled quite for some time, but... You know, we're hoping to change that. I feel like this team is different than any team we've coached in the last 4 years. You know, they're a little bit tougher, a little bit grittier. And they kind of feed off of that environment. So we're hoping that a lot of people show up.
Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you in and talk a little bit about the team. Thank you again for making time for us today. And best of luck Thursday against Salt Lake. And we'll see you there.
Of course. Thanks.
Again, that's Coach Morgan Warburton-Nelson talking about tomorrow night's contest. The USU Eastern Lady Eagles will take on Salt Lake Community College. Again, tip-off for that game is set for 5:30 p.m. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll be joined by former Los Angeles Rams quarterback Jim Everett as we continue to count down the days to Super Bowl 53, which you'll be able to listen to right here on KOAL. Great conversation coming up when we return with Jim Everett here on Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.